Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So while there is a part of me that finds interviewing Roberto's 9-year-old son about the truth about Roberto to be more interesting than anything locally sports-wise, I will capitulate and I will give you what I think you want. Tom Gores spoke last night. Now, Lord knows he spoke because the game was in L.A. The Pistons were on their way to losing by a zilly. I went to bed. They were down by 24. Yes, Sekou Doumbouya played in a game that was out of hand, played okay. No, I'm not making any long-term determinations. And we'll see you next year after the rest of this year in the G League. The point is, Tom Gores spoke. So when the party pontiff gets up to the microphone, we have to listen. Now, we don't have audio, but Sully's going to read you a couple of snippets. And I'm going to let Hatchet guess at which snippet upsets me the most. I mean, utterly makes me want to kick a hole in the wall. Are you ready for this? Sully, you do these in whatever order you want. David, you have to guess which one got my balls in a knot.
Do I have to do my Mr. Gores voice? No, I'll just read him in my voice.
You don't even have a Gores impersonation, do you?
No, I don't. I can work on one, though. But, okay, question and answer. With the way things have played out, are you more willing to go in another direction than in years past? Mr. Gores said, we have to win. Last year, we were showing a lot of momentum. We were hoping to this year. A lot of things have gone well. We're a good shooting team, but the end result is we are not winning. Midway through this thing, we have to discuss it. That is the bottom line. Another question he was asked.
Hold on, David. That's one. Do you need it repeated or are you good? Okay.
Good.
Let's move on to number two. Sully needs to learn how to do radio. We need to just, you gotta make sure your guy over here knows what's going on.
Well, I figured he was going to digest after all three of them, but okay.
All right. Number two.
Andre Drummond has alluded to the offseason about the final year of his contract after this season. Have you thought about what happens if he does opt out? Gores. He said, Andre's going to have to make his choice. Andre's a great player, so we'll just see. All these things are unknown.
That's number two. Number two. David, are you prepared to move to number three? Which of these three Gores utterances have my balls in a Bavarian knot? Number three.
Number three. It's a month before the trade deadline. Where are you at philosophically? To the point where considering another direction with another group of players. And Gores said, we have to look at everything because we're not winning. So if you're not winning, you have to assess everything. I think anybody would want to do that. And probably in the next month or so, we're going to get together as an organization and just go over everything and discuss things.
David Hatchetman Hall Jr., Lord of the Flint Firebirds. Which of those three utterances do you think upset me the most? That is not one of the utterances.
I'm going to guess number three. When he talks about in the next month or so having a decision, when you've spoken before last season about how they needed to trade Blake, how they needed to make a decision to go ahead and trade him. Well, then he got hurt. They couldn't do that. I would say number three. Makes you the most angry.
It's number two.
Mm.
Now, it's number two for a reason. Now, listen, let's not do revisionist history. Here are the facts, and you can go back. It's all, you know, on the internet. I told you last year you needed to ditch Blake, ditch Drummond. We move on, and we're rebuilding this thing. Because Blake was never going to give you as many games or at a productive clip as he gave you last year. Gee, weird, that worked out. And Drummond, you could never get yourself in a position that essentially the Hornets were in, where Kemba could walk away for nothing. The Hornets needed to trade Kemba or pay Kemba. Don't get into a situation where the best you could do is trade him as a rental, and there's no value. What did you do? You held on to Andre. Now you're in a situation where you have three options. And anyone who I'm sorry. I'll buy a bottle of liquor for anybody who has the audacity to go out and go, oh, well, how do you know Andre's opting out? I don't know, because that's what players who are in their 20s do in this league. Oh, well, there's not a lot of cap space. League what? Okay. Andre Drummond hits the market. It takes one team to hit him with that max. One team to make him an offer of even $25 million per over a four-year spread. He's opting out. Then you get to the point where Andre's already said, in essence, I'm opting out. So don't play with me like that. I don't want to have that conversation. As an organization, last year, that trade deadline represented the best time to get rid of Andre Drummond. You didn't do it, Tommy. You didn't do it. Then you went into summer. You had no money. You had somebody in that organization run out and give Derrick Rose a two-year deal. And I'll tell you, that wasn't a unilateral decision. You lost your bench depth. You had a wacky draft. You drafted for the future, but you said you were trying to win now. 4 or 5 months prior, you were all in. You didn't trade your stars. Now you come back a month before the trade deadline. One of your stars is predictably dead, or at best hobbled. The other headed for the opt-out. And now you can't get a whole lot for him. And the funniest part to me is every Tom, Dick, and Harry who ran out last year and called a radio show or writes articles or gets on TV and they tell you how Andre's too valuable to deal, now they're going to the other end and sucking the other end of the popsicle that's got the stick on it, and they're telling you that, well, we can't trade Andre because we can't get enough for him. You don't get to have it both ways. That's why there's a stick on the popsicle. You don't suck on the wooden stick. This is what kills me with this team. So now Tom's going to eventually open up a bottle of cab and grandstand in front of the team. All right, guys, what are we doing? And they go, we got no outs. We're going to trade him for 10 cents on the dollar. We're going to max him, or we're going to watch him walk in one of his Hawaiian shirts he likes to wear. Oh, well, what are we going to do with Blake? Watch him die. That's what you're going to do, because you didn't listen to people like me last year who saw this coming from a country mile away. And I've said for weeks now, Blake looks like a guy who probably needs to be shut down. But go ahead. Keep playing him on one leg, dragging his leg around like Willis Reed. I have never had a bad word to say about Blake Griffin. Never. That guy will sacrifice his body. That guy will bust his ass, and he has been a good soldier. Because I'll tell you, the day I left L.A. and got traded to this hellhole from a basketball standpoint, I would have demanded out immediately. I will not play for you. Get this crazy guy who owns this team away from me. I thought Ballmer was bad. Who's this guy? But Blake's never done it. He's been a team guy. He's done the best he can do, and he's given probably the last ounce of toothpaste he's got left in that old broken-down tube of his, known as his body, and he's given it to you. But now, two more years, one leg, zero chance. That's where you're at. So you get together, Tom. You get together. The same guy who reportedly has shot down multiple deals, and I've heard of a third one that hasn't been reported on. So you do that, Tom. You open up that Shiraz. You open up that Pinot Grigio, and you sit with your front office, and you nod your head like you know what the F you're doing. And you go ahead and show us what your plan is. Because one guy's dead or hobbled like James Caan in Misery, and the other guy is going to walk for free. And you did it. You. So do that for us, please. Is there a topic to this? Do I throw the number out? 248-539-9797. You want it, you got it. I'm in a good mood, but this pisses me off because it's dishonest, because it's nonsense, because someone who seemingly has no clue what he's doing is insanely rich. So he can be smart in business but terrible in basketball. Tremendous. And who pays the price? You do. Go ahead. You want a ticket text? Go ahead. I don't care if you ticket text and just make fun of everybody. David, Sully, me, whatever. 248-539-9797. There's your owner. Andre's got to make his decision. Yeah, and you coughed up all the leverage for him to do just that. Thanks, Tom. Thank you. And hey, by the way, anyone down at Piston Central listening, because I know you all do, here's what this town thinks of your stinking team. Not a call! Not a call! Nobody cares about you! Nobody!
After the owner just spoke last night.
I could talk about my dog's penis and get a call. Pistons.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah, run a few more specials on tickets nobody wants. Just hit the button. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.